A Haynes fourth grader is the new Spelling Bee champion. Southeast Alaska Independent Living is putting on dinner and a movie. And Lisa Murkowski will be stopping in Haynes. I'm Adam Richard. This news and more up next on the KHNS Local News. Haynes schools 4th through 8th graders have a new Spelling Bee champion. Jaden Redinger of the 4th grade spelled his way to victory on Tuesday, February 7th to secure himself a spot in a statewide Spelling Bee to be held on March 8th in Anchorage. The top two spellers in each grade, 4th through 8th, were selected to compete against each other for the top spelling spot. Jaden, 9 years old, placed second in the 4th grade, good enough to move on to the finals. The finalists were whittled down until only two remained. When Jaden's last opponent misspelled a word, the door was left open. Jaden correctly spelled eclipse. That didn't get him the win, though. He had to prove it by spelling one more word correctly. That word was virtue, and after spelling it correctly,
D-I-R-T-U-E.
He was the Haynes School Spelling Bee champion. Jaden had this to say about his win.
Well, it was really hard studying all the words, but it was just a relief to know that all that hard studying paid off.
And when asked what it was like to beat all those 8th graders?
Yeah, it felt really cool, and it felt almost breathtaking.
Jaden is homeschooled by his mother, Jessica Redinger. She said he put in his time studying the word lists.
Well, there was a special set of words for the spelling bee that he had to study from. It was his first spelling bee, but he normally has spelling words with his language arts program that we do weekly, but not to this level of intensity. Well, we were really proud. We didn't really expect a fourth grader would be able to keep up with the harder level words. You know, they went up to the eighth grade level words, but he just really dedicated himself to the studying time, so it worked out well.
And was Jaden nervous being around so many other students?
Well, I was nervous because this was like the first thing I've done that was like with a big crowd and stuff, and I've never been used to it, so I was a little nervous.
Nervous or not, he will be going to Anchorage to try and spell his way to the top at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts at the statewide Spelling Bee. Jaden's dad, Jason Redinger, said Jaden was happy just to have a chance to compete and was pretty excited to ride on a big plane.
Yeah, I've always wanted to ride a big jet, and now I'm going to be getting to. Pretty cool.
Jaden, Haynes wishes you G-O-O-D-L-U-C-K. Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL, is a nonprofit organization that empowers seniors and people with disabilities by providing services and information to support people in making choices that will positively affect their independence and productivity in society. SAIL serves all seniors and people with physical and mental disabilities, regardless of race, ancestry, color, religion, age, marital status, sexual preference, gender, or income. SAIL will be putting on a movie Tuesday at 5:30 in the Chilcat Center lobby, featuring residents who live with the help of SAIL. Haynes' own Bill Annis will be one of the featured residents in the movie. Here is Bill with more on SAIL and Tuesday's event.
I'm Bill Annis, and I've lived in Haynes since the December of 1996. I'm working with SAIL a little bit, and in the last, about 6 months ago, SAIL was responsible for acquiring the funding for me to get a small GEM electric car.
If you live in Haynes, you may know Bill more from the bike he usually rides, but now he can be seen in a blue and silver electric car thanks to SAIL.
That's right, Southeast Alaska Independent Living. They've been part of our community for quite a while. I don't know for sure how long, but they've been fantastic in getting people with disabilities out and moving and becoming more mobile, and certainly a help to me in that this is the first car I've ever owned, my first driver's license, and I'm not a spring chicken, so it's a company designed to help those that are disadvantaged in some way to become more independent and find ways to get around better, move better, and things of that nature.
Just what does it mean to Bill to have his first car and more independence?
It's meant a lot. It's been a newfound independence. I don't have to depend on the bike so much. I've got quite a bit of physical pain at times, and the fact that I don't have to get on the bike and pedal has been a big help. I can get out, slip into the car, and within a few matter of minutes, be off somewhere. It travels slowly, but it gets around well.
After acquiring the car, Bill was asked to participate in a film being made about those sale has helped.
They did some filming in the late part of the summer, August and September, and have compiled some of that video and some of the film of others around the community who have benefited greatly. And all that is coming together this coming Tuesday night, the 21st of February, and at the Chilcat Center. They're going to have a dinner that's free to the public. They would like you to RSVP so that they know how many are coming. But it'll be this coming Tuesday night at 5:30 at the Chilcat Center, followed by the premiere of the movie that they've filmed, that they've put together regarding people in the community who have been helped by sale and by the benefits of whatever means they have brought to those individuals to become more independent.
If you would like to support Southeast Alaska Independent Living, they are part of the Alaska Dividend Pick, Click, Give program, where you can give part or all of your dividend to nonprofits of your choice. For more information about Tuesday's dinner and movie or about sale, you can contact Sierra or Vanessa at 766-3297. In closing, Bill had this to say.
They've been a big help, and I know since this is the first time that I've ever had this kind of mobile transportation, I have to take my hat off and give a real thumbs up to the gals at Sail who've done helped me with this. It's been fantastic.
Senator Lisa Murkowski has announced her upcoming February recess schedule. She will be visiting Fairbanks and Southeast Alaska communities, including Skagway, Haines, Yakutat, Juneau, and Ketchikan over the President's Day recess. She will be in Skagway for a roundtable talk on Tuesday, February 21st at 10 a.m. She will be at the council chambers in the city-owned borough offices. Although she will not be available for questions, the talk is open to the public. Murkowski will then make her way to Haines for a roundtable talk being held at the Bald Eagle Foundation at 2 p.m. on the same Tuesday. Again, she will not be available for questions, but the talk is open to the public. In 2010, Murkowski was the first senator in more than 50 years to win a write-in campaign. Murkowski is seeking re-election in 2012. The 2012 25th Annual Buckwheat Ski Classic is now accepting registrations. The race is set for Saturday, March 24th, and will be held on the Log Cabin BC course north of Skagway. The event has new organizers this year. Last year, Buckwheat Donahue, founder of the race, announced it would be his last year as the main organizer. In order to keep the race going, Skagway and Yukon volunteers and business people formed the Log Cabin Ski Society. Their mission statement, to preserve and maintain the Log Cabin BC cross-country ski trails for the enjoyment of skiers in our region, and to organize the annual Buckwheat Ski Classic for competitors of all abilities and ages so that everyone will have a howling good time. This year, we'll see a slight rise in registration fees from $55 to $60 for the adult 10, 25, and 50K races, and from $25 to $30 for the youth 5K race. That rise is to help defer costs of the new online registrations. There will be an additional $5 fee for race day registrations. The race itself remains unchanged with the 50, 25, and 10K classic cross-country ski races and the 5K kids race. Racers can register online at www.buckwheatskiclassic.com. Paper registrations and membership applications are available at The Mountain Shop in Skagway, Coast Mountain Sports in Whitehorse, Lutac Lumber in Haines, and the Foggy Mountain Shop in Juneau. Completed registration forms can be dropped off at those locations or mailed to Buckwheat Ski Classic, Box 636, Skagway, Alaska, 99840. Skiers are reminded that a passport or passport card is required to cross the border. The deadline for the Sheldon Museum Amateur and Professional Spring 2012 Photo Show is coming up soon. February 20th marks the last day would-be photogs can turn in their two entries. Entries must be framed or mounted for hanging, and subject matter should be of the Chilkat Valley. For more information, you can contact the Sheldon Museum at 766-2366 or by email at exhibits@sheldonmuseum.net. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.